You have in your bulletin a yellow insert, and that's about the Liljegren's missions trip that are taking. Jim and Barb are very, very dear to us, so we want to hear about what they're going to be doing on the trip, and then we want to pray for them to send them off. So Jim and Barb, please come up. Jim and Barb have been an important part of our congregation for many, many years, and we love them dearly. So Barb, tell us what you'll be doing.
Well, we'll just be seeing all the friends that we've had for the last 14 years. And the longest visit we had to Saransk was 7 weeks, so we have some very dear and close friendships there. And when we visit those people and they invite us over, they invite their unsaved friends, and we get to share Jesus with them. And it's a very dark place. Russia is a very spiritually dark place. There's a lot of, it needs the light of Jesus. And so that's what we're hoping to bring there. And we do, because there are little lights there that are waiting for our lights to join them. And so anyway, and what else do I not want to say after? Want to tell about Jim? Oh, Joseph. Yeah, Joseph. We have baby Joseph, who I held when I was there in March of 2010 when he was born. He's a very frail little baby, and he has bad asthma problems, and his parents are always so scared when he can't breathe. And they've applied to take him to Moscow, but they were rejected, and I don't know why, but anyway, they've asked us to bring some medicine, and maybe there will be a future time when they can take him to Moscow for some better medical care. So the Sunday school children have given some money. Some of their offerings are going with us to help baby Joseph. That makes me cry. Thank you, guys. And Awana, too. And so if anyone wants to donate to some of our needs, we have one lady with a tumor growing all over her whole face that my neurosurgeon brother-in-law said she will die if she doesn't get care. And we can't help everybody, but if anybody wants to help with any humanitarian needs, you can. I'm taking over like 75 letters from you people, and some of people in this room have written to people in Russia for 10 years and gotten letters back. And it's just very sweet. We send like $20 three times a year to these families and a letter, and it's just the most absolute most fun. And it's a foot in the door for me, because I carry their letters and a little gift or something, and I'll say, I'm going to bring over your letter. So then they have me over for tea and they invite their friends. Anyway, and I'm going to teach some Bible studies. One year I arrived, and one pastor's wife called me on the phone and said through my interpreter, Barbara, you have been here for 3 days and you haven't taught us anything. So I will be teaching some Bible studies and having a wonderful time. Jim will be leaving me in Saransk and going other places. While he's in Saransk, however, please pray for him, because he's going to take like a four-hour car ride out to the gulags. There's a whole bunch of prisons out in some outer part of Mordovia where we will be. And so he's visiting. Remember Pastor Alexei several years ago, this young pastor who died and left this young family? Well, Maxim was always just mad at God, but he has come back to God. But in the meantime, he was caught for some things he did. So he's in prison for 4.5 years, and he wants Jim to come visit him. And Jim's been trying to find out if he can come visit him. But now Jim's thinking, I hope they let me out of that place. So please pray for Jim when he goes into this gulag. So thank you guys so much for your love and prayers and support.
Well, that's all the time we have, folks. Thanks for your prayers. Okay, I spent 1 week with her in Saransk, doing all these things she was talking about, and we're going to do evangelism as well. And then
plan another church.
Yeah, hopefully. And then in 2 days. I mean, God's really great. And then we'll be going to St. Petersburg, and we're going to, if you see on that sheet, there's a map on the back. So if you say, where is St. Petersburg? You'll be able to find it.
And
it's not Florida. Right. And so we're going to be going to places where we had teams this past summer, and like Pskov and Petrozavodsk. And we're going to evaluate how the team did and then make plans for next summer. And then I'll be going to Prague, Czech Republic in Europe, and evaluate the summer team. We did a camp there, our sixth camp. By the way, next summer we'll be doing that family camp in Czech Republic. Families are invited. We had 18 Americans teach English in the morning and involved in sports in the afternoon and evening services, and several people came to Christ. And then I'm going to Vienna, Austria. This is not sightseeing. We're going there to talk to a new church planter there, and we might bring a team there, as well as Naples, Italy. And the reason we're working in Europe is we're not working with Europeans, we're working with Russian-speaking people. There's 7.5 million Russian-speaking people who have immigrated into Europe, and very few churches. So our desire is to help plant 30 new ones in 5 years. And when we do that, then I'm ready to go to heaven.
Thank you. Well, Jim and Barb need our prayer support, so they're going to come down and walk in the middle, and I ask you to get up and put your hands on them, and I will pray for them and their trip. Heavenly Father, Jim and Barb are so dear to us, and they're your wonderful servants for you. They care about the souls of people and about your word, and they go abroad to work hard to be your disciples and to disciple others. Be with them in their flights. Jim will actually be making 9 flights, Lord, you know that. So be with the pilots and the mechanics and all the ground control, and bless them in their trip, that they will be safe, their journeys will be smooth. Keep both Jim and Barb in good health. Lord, prepare the divine appointments that they have, people that they don't even know they'll meet. But Lord, you want them to meet because you want them to share the love of Jesus with people that don't know you. Lord, they're going to places where they need to support those who are working to expand your kingdom. They also need to be light to those who don't know you. Lord, watch over them. Keep them in your care. Thank you for your provision from this church. Please bring the Holy Spirit to prompt our hearts to pray often for Jim and Barb. Pray deeply, because they will feel our prayers as they're working to expand your kingdom in these cities. Bless them, Lord. Thank you for their humble service. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.